Hello, my friends. This is Gotia from Cosmic Agency, and I'm going to share with you several interesting topics. What's happening? Fireworks. It's some kind of a local festival here where I live. Well, let's hope they're not going to interrupt us very much. First of all, I want to say, I know I talked about the language, Tagetan language, and it was explained that the language is similar to something between Japanese and Navajo language because they had their influences there. Well, actually, we talked about this with Maru a little bit more, and she sent me a link to the Inuit video where the girl is speaking in Inuit language. It doesn't matter what she's saying, it's just the sound that is very similar to Tagetan language. Actually, Zaru was surprised how similar it is. So I'm going to post the link in the description of the video to that Inuit video, Northern Eskimo almost language, from what I understand. And it sounds very soft, and it sounds very much like Tagetan language, even to the point that she can understand words and expressions. So that's just a curious fact. Now, let's now go into something that many of you ask, and this is about the repetitive numbers. What happens, what does it mean when we see, for example, 111 or 22? In my case, it's 22. I always see 22 or 22222, everything with 2. I talked with Svaru about this some time ago last year, but of course this information is still valid for today. So I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this in a video format. So enjoy it. Enjoy it, and I'm going to see you after this. What does seeing 11, 22, etc. mean? And what's up with RH negative? And what is Trump doing in space? Okay, let's start with the numbers. 11, 22, 44, two sparrows, two red cars, whatever. It is your mind that is picking things up a lot faster. And with parameters you gave it, you programmed your subconscious to look for those patterns because they are significant to you. For example, the hour 11:11 is all over. Because it's all over, so it makes people look for it. In itself, even if they may say it means a gateway to another density, 5D, 11:11 looks like a gate. It's only four ones with two little dots in the middle. It's your mind that is giving it a value. So it is our subconscious that programmed it. But to mean what? Why did we program ourselves to look for it? As a confirmation of our path, perhaps, or something like that? The why you gave yourself the task to reprogram your consciousness to look for 11:11 is cultural New Age influence. It's on videos all over the place, so your mind thinks it means something, because it does to all those other people. But it may very well be anything else. Okay, so in other words, it doesn't mean anything specific for everyone in the same way. Like a certain symbol in dreams may mean different things to different people, yes? How can we discover what it means to us and why we programmed ourselves to see it? I always see the combinations of 2-2, for example. My attention goes to that all the time. It only means something as the result of an agreement, as with anything else anyway, an agreement between spiritually oriented people, so they all look for it. It only means whatever you want it to mean. Only you hold the answer about the why. No symbol means anything in itself without an external to it consciousness to give it an interpretation. I'm having trouble understanding if it is a social group agreement or an individual one of my subconscious. And how can we discover the meaning? If we coded ourselves to see it, how to decode it now? Or you mean it's programmable now? As it's different for each consciousness, no other can interpret it for another. However, taking into consideration that individual consciousness has a habit to look for synchronization with other like ones, the meaning one person has is very related to the collective meaning. So the hour 11:11 would mean a gateway to the fifth density, because that's what is being said in countless videos and websites. You are constantly programming your mind. My explaining to you that 11:11 or 22:22 doesn't mean anything in itself other than what you give it as a meaning is already altering the way you see those things.
Okay, and 222?
It only means that the number 2 has, for whatever reason, more notoriety in a personal point of view, so you see it more than other numbers.
But did I program myself to see those specific numbers by my subconscious before birth? Or is it always programmable? Or both?
You program those things as you go. You program those things into your subconscious all the time. The 11:11 or the 22:22 only is programmed in you because you decided to take a look at that phenomenon. Do you like golf, the sport?
Not much. I never played real golf.
Okay, perfect. Please humor me. This is a little example experiment. Think of golf as many times a day as you can. To remind yourself, draw a little golf ball and place the drawing anywhere you can constantly see it. I promise you that if you do this correctly, by the end of the week, or better still, by the end of next week, everything you will see in your outside world will have something to do with golf. This is the meaning, the experiment itself. You will see golf all over the place by the end of next week. Golf balls, golf courses, old men playing golf in silly pants, golf carts, retirement homes with golf courses in them, hotels in remote places with a golf course, and so on.
But why did I see it? So there is no meaning to it then? I will see it because I am placing my attention on it, yes. But in itself then, it won't mean anything?
You see it because you programmed it into your mind. The added meaning is the one you give to golf. In this case, it's the experiment. If golf means good money to you, then it will have more meaning. And even more if it's the cure for cancer. And so on. Meaning is the motivation you give yourself to look for something. Not the something in itself.
Okay, what meaning could I give to seeing 22 all over the place? I don't remember programming myself to see it.
You did give it a meaning. Why? Only you can know why. External objects and symbols hold no meaning without someone looking at them, giving them a personal interpretation.
And what's the purpose behind the motivation to look for something, if there is no meaning in what I'm looking for? How to unlock the why?
It satisfies something for you, something you want.
Weird. I don't know what it might be satisfying for me, beside creating a sensation that something mystical is happening to me. Maybe that was the purpose.
If you see no meaning, then there is no motivation. In the case of 22:22, you are searching for a meaning, even if it may not have one for you. In this case, the meaning would be the search for a meaning for that synchronicity. And yes, that would be a meaning, because you want mystical things to happen to you. So you see them all over.
Quite interesting. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. Now, let's go into another topic, which is something you also ask a lot, and this is about the Rh negative, the type O, the negative type blood type. Yes, actually, I have this blood type myself. I'm the only one in my direct family. Actually, Robert has this blood type as well. So I'm going to read you now the conversation that we had about this. As you know, I don't like to talk from my memory purely. I like to give you the most exact information I can. So this is the conversation. Isabel is the first one to start. She says, Rh negative. I won't repeat here the accepted science about it. Not necessary. It means that people with Rh minus blood are the most direct descendants of the Atlantis civilization in the North Atlantic region of it. And remember, it was a global civilization. They have, now don't freak out, it will be explained. They have compatible genes with many reptilian species, especially Kingu, Usungal, Naga, and Draco. Sorry about the fireworks. Now I'm asking, are you saying the bodies with this blood are the descendants of reptiles? So why am I in this body if I am not a reptile, really? Svaru says, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. And it's there, the blood type, because of your family line, biological family line. And I say, but I am not a reptile. Svaru says, no, but you do have the genes. Your body is a manifestation of who you really are. But in 3D, it's also a 3D interpretation of who you are combined with your family's interpretation of who you are and not who you are. You are not your body. Remember, you have a body. Like you have a car. If you drive a BMW, it doesn't mean you are German Nazi. So you may have, for example, Pleiadian genes if you are a Pleiadian starseed, but not only while you are in a 3D body representation, because you are there in 3D and you are holding baggage from your family. But wait, there's much more. So I say, okay, so people who don't have Rh negative, they have no reptilian influence. They come from pure Lyrians. She says, could be said so, yes. But then they also have reptilian genes, but not as strongly. Reptilian and at least another 21 species. And this for all Lyrians, as we are all composites of at least 22 different other species, even them, Taygetans. I say, but my family doesn't have Rh negative. My parents don't. Why don't they if I come from them? Because I was thinking, okay, if she's saying that our family baggage influences us, then, okay, I understand I have this type because then my family should have it too. But they don't. And Svaru responds, your ET lineage activated the genes. And she's referring me being a starseed. Your ET lineage activated the genes. Rh negative is very extraterrestrial. You activated an extraterrestrial gene in you when you went into Gosha. Reptilian doesn't mean bad. Most 99% of advanced reptilians are positive and loving creatures. So it's here important thing. When you incarnate, if you are a starseed from somewhere else, then your ET lineage, that soul, that adamantic imprint that you are bringing in with you, activates that negative blood type. And this is pointing to you being an extraterrestrial. Recent extraterrestrial, I would say, because in a way we all are in some ways. So then I ask, so in other words, my soul, the Atma, upon entering this human Gosha body interpretation, activated the blood to respond. She says, correct, because your body there in 3D is not a complete interpretation of who you are really in 5D. How you look there is an interpretation of your family as well. That's why people in families look alike, even if some are starseeds and others are not. I say, okay, so it's not that the others don't have the reptilian gene. It's just not activated by their ET Atma component. And she says, yes, the others may be RH plus and have the gene dormant. Others may be RH plus and not have the gene at all. Okay. So then I ask, okay, so we have it all in our genes, dormant or not, because the reptiles mixed with the Lyrians at some point in the faraway past. She says, yes, in the far past, over a million years ago, before the great expansion, we have it too, very reduced, but all Lyran species have a reptilian component, yes. But as I said before, that's nothing bad at all. I ask, what influence does it have on me, as opposed to people who don't have it activated? Does it benefit me in some way, or is it a threat? She says, no, it does not benefit you, nor does it bother you at all. Again, it's how you interpret things. It's a threat only if you want it to be one. No other reason. You can also interpret it as a clear sign that you are an ET. Or else, the gene would not have been activated, much less if you are the only RH negative in your family. And also, being an RH negative extraterrestrial does not mean you are necessarily advanced, because many RH negatives are very 3D matrixed people, many negative. Having said that, RH negative also does mean that you are genetically more compatible to hold a reptilian-based soul. That's why most royals on Earth have RH negative blood. But if you have a high frequency enough, they wouldn't even touch you with a yardstick, she says. Okay, very interesting, right? I think it's quite clear what it means. I'm not going to add more my interpretations. These fireworks are driving me crazy. I hope they are not bothering you too much. I can't really tape this in other time. Now, the next information is maybe a little behind, because I'm recovering stuff from the last year, but I think it's still valid. And this is about Trump's space program. And also we'll talk about Mars. What does it mean, Trump in space? What is this about? And this is Varro's take on this. We know that they are making a lot of noise. However, it's all theater to distract people from the fact that they cannot go out of Earth low orbit. It's all on Earth, on paper. They will sell a lot of things. It will reactivate the economy in some aspects. It's a trick. They will give the people more rockets with spectacular fire and noise coming from them. More Tesla cars in space. It's mostly all for economic reasons. They will promote jobs and stimulate industry like a war does. War is also to stimulate the economic and industrial growth. Same here. They won't go to Mars in a rocket, because they already go to Mars from a jump room portal. A rocket is a facade. Fireworks to distract idiots. Now I ask her, so do you stop them from using jump rooms if they are having these blockades to stop all the traffic coming in and getting out? I asked if they're also somehow stopping the jump rooms. And she says, we have not been able to stop them from using all the jump rooms. It's very hard, as they are small and many are mobile. Yet, a jump room is limited, so they cannot bring a whole fleet of warships from Orion through them to combat the Federation. Then I ask about Mars. Do you have representation on Mars also? Who is Mars controlled by? She says, Mars is divided into three sectors, same area roughly. First sector, Mantis sector. Mantis insectoids have a base there. 2. Tall Grey, Maitre race. Base and spaceport sector. 3. Reptilian sector. They are separated with borders even more heavily militarized than the North and South Korea border on Earth. Reptilian sector is the one full of humans working for the cabal. It's full of humans from Earth, mostly military, US Marines, US Colonial Marines, US Space Marine Recon, and civilians. That may or may not interact directly with reptilians, as the humans there are their puppets. Here I'm asking about mantis. What are the mantis like? Svaru responds, they are hard to define because they are very different to us in every way. They have a hive mind mentality where the individual has no or close to no value. Tigetans, for example, are very individualistic and independent of thought. But those are officially neutral. But they cause more trouble than what they solve. They are a nuisance to us, she says. My question is now, do those colonies on Mars have to do with the US secret space program? She says, yes, they do. Those colonies on Mars are what's left of the secret space program, because secret space program has been dismantled. Just remains of them are there, really. Now, I'm asking, do Chinese have their participation at all, or other nations in Asia? She says, yes, they do have their own agendas as far as a lower public point of view is concerned. But in the end, from above, the Chinese are cabal, as in the same one that controls the West. Just another faction. The problem is that those factions of the cabal may be at war with each other because the cabal, as such, is quite fragmented now as it's debilitated by the blockade by the Federation. Many other nations in Asia are under cabal control, fragmented and or fighting with one another. Still cabal though. For example, North Korea is cabal controlled and very friendly to the West, contrary to what you are told there. This is it about this specific portion of the conversation. I hope you enjoyed it. And for the next video, I'm going to have something very exciting, which is the interview that we made is going to be in two parts with the Tigetan pilot, the man, Kalel. We told you already, well, I told you in my video here in the channel that we spoke to him in the audio. We could hear his voice and he could hear us. It happened one time this way. And we are going now to publish, I'm going to publish now the interview with him, okay? The first part is going to be very general questions, and the second one is going to be, it's going to blow your mind, much more technical. He will explain how he operates his ship, what kind of process he goes through in order to block himself for the controllers, and stuff like that. Fascinating. So I'm going to see you in the next video. Thank you so much for watching and have a nice day. Bye bye.